The other thing that I, if I may ask you, is...
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
May I ask you?
All right, you may. Since you ask so politely.
I've been noticing a pattern in my life, and it's been going on for more than 25 years, and it has to do with suffering.
Suffering.
And I've done a lot of spiritual work,
In what specific way are you noticing a pattern of suffering? How does it represent itself?
From the moment I wake up in the morning and as soon as I become conscious, I feel an internal pain, a suffering in my moment-to-moment experience.
All
it's
right.
an
All
ill
right.
at
stop,
ease.
Stop, 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 stop. What you need to understand, as we said, is that you have chosen a certain kind of experiential path that allows you to expand and connect to the world in a way so you can be of assistance in helping the transformation. What you are experiencing is an empathic connection to the suffering in your world. You can allow yourself to have objective compassion without taking it on yourself.
Correct.
You understand?
Yes.
So, in the morning, when you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, allow yourself to get in touch with simply the idea of unconditional loving compassion for all the things that all the people in your world have chosen as their path, their experience, their process, including yourself, and wrap that all up in that loving compassion like a blanket, like a pair of loving arms. Wrap it all up, take it to sleep with you, and when you wake up, allow yourself to simply burst forth with the compassion for all the things the people on your world have chosen to do as spirits in physical reality. Allow the empathy to remain, but allow it to remain in you as compassion and wonderment for the beautiful choices that everyone has made that come together to form this incredible world you have co-created together. Feel it as compassion, wonderment, awe, gratitude, and appreciation, and allow it to change the nature of exactly how you are taking it on. All right?
I hear what you're saying to me, and I'm still... I understand as far as other people are concerned, but...
Yes.
But for myself, when I notice that I'm in this mind... It's not even a mindset. It's like the same as my heart beating. I just feel this incredible pain, and it's within myself. And when I've asked myself why, what's the learning? I allow myself to feel the pain. I don't resist it. I go into it.
Yes.
I experience it.
Yes.
But I mean, it gets to a point where it's like enough already.
But is it enough?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me ask you this penetrating question.
Anything.
How do you believe it might serve you to allow it to remain in that way? I'll rephrase it. How do you believe it might serve at all for it to remain in that way?
At this point, I
use your imagination.
I feel I've gained all the wisdom there is to gain from it.
Then it would stop. If that were true in your belief system, it would stop. Let's take what is for what is.
Okay.
If you're still waking up with it and you're still experiencing it, you obviously don't believe you've gotten everything out of it. So how, using your imagination, do you believe it still serves you to maintain that experience? Use your imagination. All right, maybe it will make it easier for you if I put it this way. If this were not happening to you, if it were happening to someone else, how might you imagine in assisting them that they might feel it might serve them to allow that experience to continue? What reasons might they have within their belief system that says that allowing that experience to continue would be something they would need to do? What reasons might they come up with?
It's given me the depth to understand people a lot.
All right. Right.
It's given me the depth to truly feel the, you know, what people go through in learning and growing.
Do you believe that without that particular kind of empathic link, you wouldn't have that understanding? That people wouldn't
yes.
be able to relate to you?
I believe,
or you wouldn't be able to relate to them?
I believe that if I had not gone through the suffering that I've gone through in my life, that
yes.
I would not have the capacity to help other people.
Then do you believe that there is still something else to learn in order to expand that capacity? That requires that you continue to feel the suffering in that way?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then stop. I know this seems to be oversimplistic.
Stop. I would love to stop.
Stop.
But how? It does. It seems to be something that's controlling me that I'm not controlling.
All right. Now again, do you understand that's not possible?
No.
Do you understand that when you say it seems to be something that's controlling me, that is an experiential belief based on a definition? Because nothing can really control you. Do you understand that?
I understand it, but go tell that to the moment-to-moment experience of ill at ease, pain, and suffering. Go tell that. It doesn't.
You go tell
I
that
do.
To that moment.
I have. I do. I have.
Yes.
And
it continues?
Yes.
And what are you getting out of it continuing? Don't say nothing. You're getting something out of it or it wouldn't continue. This is simple physics. You're getting something out of it or it wouldn't continue. What do you imagine you might still think you're getting out of it by allowing it to continue? Sounds like you're getting some help. You say you wish to channel.
I'm deeply asking myself right now.
All right, one
what
moment.
There is. And,
one moment.
And
one moment. You say you wish to channel, yes?
Yes.
Now's your
yes.
opportunity. Now's your opportunity. You have given yourself a quandary, conundrum, dilemma that seems unsolvable. Why? To push yourself into a corner and to break through to another level.
Ah.
This is what we call the watermelon seed analogy. And to some degree, that's also what the little dot's all about. Watermelon seed analogy. What does that mean, Bashar? I'll tell you. Thank you. Just as you have on your planet this idea called the little watermelon seed, if you take a seed between your thumb and forefinger, and let's say the seed wants to go up or wants to go down, but you're squeezing it from above and you're squeezing it from below, it cannot go in either of those directions. So what's it got to do? It's got to shoot out in a new direction it heretofore didn't even know existed. It's got to move in a new direction because it's forced to by putting itself in a corner it cannot break free from other than to go in a direction its mind heretofore couldn't conceive. And that's what you're trying to explore with regard to the idea of channeling. You're about to open up to a dimension of reality that you're uncertain of in terms of its qualities, quantities, and where it's going to take you. You're pushing yourself in your own way into a corner where you absolutely have no other choice but to go in the direction of opening up to something bigger and not being afraid of it and really letting it come through and really letting it do its job, and you're pushing yourself so that you have no other choice because you're sick and tired of staying where you are in that space.
Correct.
So you're using it as a device to push yourself to a point where when you finally open to the idea of channeling, you will open much farther, faster, and wider than otherwise you would have.
And what's it going to take for me to get to that point?
Your willingness to actually do the channeling.
I'm willing right now.
When you go home, gather some friends, do it in the way you imagine you wish to do it, have them ask you the questions, and start the process going. Actually conduct a session.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you so
much. And
then
see what happens.
Bless you, Master. Thank you.
Bless you, Master. and bless you all. Please enjoy your refreshment break. We will continue and resume this communication after the period you call lunch. Good day.